The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So sometimes it can be hard to come up with another idea or homily every single day. And sometimes from my own spiritual reading, something pops up and it's just, that kind of fits exactly. So I'm just going to read briefly an excerpt from a book that I've been reading. It's called In Conversation with God. Our Lord often speaks to us of the merit which even the smallest of our deeds has if we do it for him. Not even a cup of water offered for his sake will go unrewarded. If we are faithful to Christ, we will find treasure in heaven in return for a life offered day by day to our Lord. Life is truly a time in which to merit, for in heaven we can no longer do so. There we only reap the reward. Nor do we gain merit in purgatory, where souls are purified of the remains of sin. This life is the only time in which we can gain merit. The days remaining to us here on earth will perhaps be few. In the Gospel of today's Mass, our Lord teaches that in order to obtain their supernatural reward, the works of the Christian have to be superior to those of the sinners. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. Even sinners lend to sinners. Charity must embrace all men, all peoples. It should not be extended only to those who do good to us. Since then, the help of grace would be unnecessary. Even pagans love those who love them. The deeds of a Christian must not only be humanly good and exemplary, but be generously inspired by the love of God in order to make them supernaturally meritorious. God has assured us through the prophet Isaiah that my chosen ones shall not labor in vain. And so nothing done for God shall be fruitless. Much of what we have earned we will doubtless see here on earth. There will be blessings. The rest, perhaps the greater portion, we shall receive or perceive only in God's heavenly presence. St. Paul reminded the early Christians, each shall receive his wages according to his labor. Each one shall receive good or evil according to what he has done in the body. Now is the time for merit. St. Ignatius of Antioch exhorts us, your good works should be your investments, from which you will one day receive interest. Even in this life, God repays us bountifully.